Okay, our next presenter is Joe Sommer. He will be talking about assessment of turfgrass health using aerial images from small unmanned aircraft.
Thank you. What we'd like to do today is to talk about scouting greens and fairways so that golf course professionals can spend more time inspecting up close and making good decisions. A quick review of NDVI. I'm certain many of you know it. I'm an engineer, so I have to spend 20 minutes on this slide when I talk to other engineers, though. Healthy grass and other plants reflect near-infrared and green light. Stressed plants do not. If we take a ratio of reflectance where we compare near-infrared and red, it gives us an indicator of plant health. Unfortunately, you and I cannot see the near-infrared, and many of our cameras cannot. So I think I what I'd like to do is to correlate ground truth NDVI to vegetation indices from color images, and also assess the efficacy of some cheap near-infrared cameras that are called modified near-infrared cameras. Many people in the agricultural industry have taken regular RGB cameras. They remove the near-infrared blocking filter and replace them with red near-infrared bandpass filters. And consequently, the green and the blue now capture some measure of near-infrared. The methods we used, we had 27 plots of A4 bent grass that were stressed by mowing over 14 days in late summer. I'd like for you to remember two numbers for me about the handheld NDVI on day one when all the plots were the same. The mean NDVI was about 0.8 and the standard deviation was 0.13. We used two Phantom 3 aircraft, 4,000 by 3,000 pixels, 50 feet above ground level with about a quarter inch per pixel. One had RGB and one had a modified near-infrared camera. We looked at a variety of indices that are used in remote sensing. We used modified NDVI. I call it modified because it was not true near-infrared from a multispectral camera. It came from this modified camera. We used normalized green-red. Let me see if I can find the mouse. Not going to work there. We used normalized green-red difference index where you replace near-infrared with green. We used green leaf index, very visible atmospheric resistance index, which includes a little blue. We use green chromatic coordinate. We use dark green color index that is often used in turf grass research. The original work on dark green color index used a piecewise linear hue computation, and we also tested the continuous arctangent hue computation. And as I was programming these different algorithms, I saw that they were almost all the same with green, red, and blue in a numerator and green, red, and blue in the denominator with coefficients. So I said, well, let's try a general visible vegetation index where we could put the coefficients at those it numbers, or I'm going to let the computer adjust those coefficients. This is a picture of the plots on day 14. You can see that the plot in the lower right corner had been stressed considerably. Many of the other plots had been stressed in between heavily and very little. There are two other things I'd like to bring your attention to in this picture. There is a shadow in the very bottom. It did not affect any of our visible measurements, but I'll come back to it later. And it's a little bit hard to see, but in the upper right and on the right side, you can actually see footprints in the dew. And I'll come back to those also. This is a plot, a characteristic plot that I'm going to show you. The vertical axis is ground truth NDVI from our handheld field scout. The horizontal axis is the visible index. The solid line is a linear regression. The coefficient of determination is up at the top. This one had an R squared of about 0.8. And the double dotted lines, remember that number I asked you to remember, are two standard deviations around the correlation. This is on day 14. Remember the number for healthy turf grass was about 0.8. The turf grass here had been stressed. There was some of it that was still close to 0.8, but much of it had been lower. And this is for day 14 for Barry. This is a really nice plot that I was very happy about that showed over the 5 days on which we took the photographs that it aggregated very, very well. And we see a nice spread of data there. A very interesting thing to look at is when vary is positive, the turf grass is generally healthy. When the vary number is negative, the turf grass has been stressed. So I'll come back to that again later also. I want to very quickly talk about the general visible vegetation index that we developed. Remember, you put those four coefficients and you can get any of the others other than dark green color index. So I thought, let's let the computer adjust those four coefficients to maximize the aggregate R squared in our correlations. We used the Nelder-Mead simplex algorithm with various starting values. It always converged within 150 to 200 iterations. It always converged to about these optimal numbers, which I was very happy about, and it increased the R squared from 0.68 to 0.86, and you see that it helped reduce the spread. Now, you may say that this is overfitting data, and we can discuss this over lunch. In engineering, we call it tailoring coefficients to meet a specific characteristic. This was a little bit disappointing. This is the modified NDVI. It's not true NDVI because, remember, we modified a regular RGB camera. We got a correlation. The coefficient of determination was about 0.43, so it was a little less, but we did get a correlation. But when we aggregated over all 5 days, we got almost no correlation. And we believe it's due to the variation in incident illuminations on these days. There was no attempt to correct for incident illumination. Even without that correction, VARI did quite well, but modified NDVI did not. This is a very busy table, but I'm going to help you read it. If you go across day one in the top row, none of the indices should have good correlation because all the grass was the same. As we go down each column, you can see that several of the indices were quite good, with correlations ranging from about 0.6 up through about 0.8, other than the modified NDVI. The key information in this is the bottom row, where we aggregate all days together. NGRDI and VARI had almost the same performance. I was a little bit surprised that DGCI had good correlations on individual days, but when aggregated, did not do quite as well. And the GVVI, the third column from the right, is the one that was tailored for this data, so we expected it to have very good correlations on a daily basis as well as aggregate. This is day 14. Again, the colorized image is in the top. I'm sorry, not the colorized. The original image is in the top. We calculated VARI for each pixel. We mapped it to NDVI using our correlations. We then colorized where 0.65, remember that was stressed, was red. 0.85 is very, very healthy, is bright green. We got the colorized image that you see in the bottom. And again, it's a very good indicator of stressed turf grass. I might point out the shadow. Remember that I had asked you to remember. And you can see it quite plainly in the top image. In the bottom, you see that VARI is affected by deep shadows. And this is something we're going to have to work on, particularly for golf courses where there are a lot of trees, if we want to inspect greens. Interestingly, if you look for the footprints in the dew, VARI is insensitive to dew, which is very good. It means we don't have to wait for the greenskeeper to mow the greens in the morning before we do these measurements. Conclusions, we recommend VARI had the same performance as NGRDI. It is positive for healthy turf grass. It is negative for turf grass that has been stressed. Right now, I do not recommend using modified NDVI cameras because they have significant variation across days. They are used quite heavily in crop scouting. They are effective within a given day. But to get an absolute measure of NDVI, which we are after, they have some problems. We are now currently testing a MicaSense Red Edge multispectral camera. The aircraft cost about $1,000. That camera cost about $5,000. We're uncertain if many golf courses are ready for this, but we're testing it at the university. And lastly, I do want to mention that we tailored this new GVVI for A4 bentgrass. And what we'd like to do in the future is test it on other species because we believe that we may need different coefficients for the other species. I'd like to leave you with this photograph taken at 100 feet AGL of a healthy golf course green. Everybody think that green's in pretty good shape? Anybody see some nasty little spots on it? There's a white spot that is the flag. There's a big bald guy in the bottom of the photo. He's in every one of my pictures. I can't figure out why. And here is a colorized image. And if you actually look in the top left corner of the green, near the first cut, there's a little bit of area that was stressed. And so this can really help greenskeepers go out, scout, and identify places that they may not walk to. The greenskeeper may not walk to that back corner. So this could be a very valuable tool. I'd like to thank you for your attention, offer to answer any questions.
We've got plenty of time for questions.
Yes? So the question was the amount of ambient light that we need. We took these at early in the morning at about 8 o'clock, generally overcast in Pennsylvania. So as long as the aircraft can take a moderately good picture, you can do it. And we've taken them in bright sunlight. So the answer is as long as a person could see the green, the cameras can see the green. Did I answer your question? How about other questions? Yes, sir.
How much variation do you think there is between cloudy day and day with direct sunshine?
The question is, how much variation is there between a cloudy day and a day with direct sunshine? The amount of near-infrared varies considerably as we go from cloudy to direct sunshine. And that's the reason I believe that some of these indices have more trouble as we go across illumination. It may be that we will have to use cameras with downwelling light sensors. The MicaSense that we have now actually measures that. And so to go from cloudy mornings to bright sunlight, the Very has been relatively insensitive to that, but it's not completely. So we're currently working on calibration for sun incident light, and we're currently working on shadows also. So moderate would be my answer. Other questions? Yes? I currently drive out to each green, take a picture, which takes about an hour, okay? There are aircraft that can stay in the air longer that people have been testing. In the future, I believe that you will be able to do probably two or three launches to cover most courses. Right now, I think we would take three launches to cover the course that I'm working on. At our turf grass plots, we simply just launch. The plots are relatively small. So today, it would be very difficult to cover an entire course in one launch.
We've got time for another question.
No? Okay, thank you very much.